Chicka, 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 hell yeah, hell yeah. This is your boy on the mics, on the ones and twos, the voluptuous voice of the voiceless, kicking new flavor in the air every single day. Welcome to the podcast, files number 23. 23 means the greatest of all time, the G-O-A-T, the GOAT. Serena Williams championship numbers in the number retired by the great Michael Jordan. And I'm talking about football today. Are the Green Bay Packers done? Yes, they are. They're done. They're stink. They lost to the freaking Arizona Cardinals and Lambeau Field, which cost Mike McCarthy his job. Well, you know, it used to be that the Packers always, somehow, someway, always went to the playoffs every single year. Let's just be honest. That O-line is beat up. Okay, I'm putting APB out on Jimmy Graham. Where the hell are you, Duke? I haven't seen you anywhere, Jimmy Graham. Aaron Jones running like a horse he is, but Mike McCarthy play calling, oh my God, it's horrendous. Aaron Rodgers getting the hell beaten out of him. My goodness, Davante Adams. I mean, come on, man. Davante Adams with the catch and Mason Crosby. My goodness, man. So, yes, they need to move on from Mike McCarthy, and I think the perfect person might be Lincoln Riley, and I don't want to hear Urban Meyer's mouth out of nobody. Urban Meyer is not coming to Green Bay, okay? He ruined Tim Tebow's career, and I don't want him to ruin the greatness of the great number 12, 12 gauge. And it was on my man's A-Rod's birthday that they lost at McCarthy. They got fired. We lost four straight games. We're trying to chase the Chicago Bears, which ultimately had one of the most exciting games, and they lost to freaking New York Football Giants. You know, the Giants had to resort for Odell Beckham Jr. throwing a touchdown 50 yards to Russell Shepard. They tried to do The Bears try to do the remake of the famous refrigerator Perry play by having Hakeem Nicks. On the goal line. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I gotta say that. But the Sunday night game, I got questions. The jury is out on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Are you for real, Pittsburgh? After last week, y'all lost to the freaking Denver Broncos with stink. Bro, you had Big Ben throwing! Throwing at the goal line! You should have ran that in with that horse tongue, or you threw it in and got intercepted. But what I seen in that game last night, y'all was up 23-7. How the hell did you get finessed by the San Diego, the LA Chargers? My goodness, man. Keenan Allen was catching the ball on the Autobahn. Anywhere he wanted to go, he could go. He was finessing your linebackers, your cornerbacks, my God. And Phillip Rivers was throwing dimes. Okay? Throwing freaking dimes. And y'all couldn't even recover at that kickoff return. Y'all couldn't even stop the freaking punt return from running in about 70 yards for a touchdown. What the hell's wrong with you, Pittsburgh? Have you lost your edge? Where was that oh-so-good defense we was talking about? You can only go as far as that defense will take you, Pittsburgh. Like, the jury's out on freaking Mike Tomlin. I know the Steelers not going to get rid of Tomlin, but damn it. Even the Ravens playing better defense than y'all. Lamar Jackson. My goodness. He had 11 plays, and all of them was running plays. Oh, my God. God, and they're playing real good defense too. My goodness. I don't think the Steelers are going to win that division. They're going to the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to win the division. And nobody wants to see the Kansas City Chiefs. My God, putting up 40. But then again, you went against the Oakland Raiders, which put up 33, which probably might have been the best performance of the entire freaking season. But Pat Mahomes, that kid, Pat Mahomes, is the NFL MVP this season. Let me put some hot sauce in that. Forget Rookie of the Year. I mean, Pat Mahomes is the MVP. Plus, he all those weapons he got. He got Spencer Ware. He got freaking Tyreek Hill. And got that big horse, Kelsey. Oh, my gosh. My goodness. And Sammy Watkins? What? And, yes, the Tampa Bay Sucks beat the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers beat themselves. They ain't going nowhere, okay? But you know what's crazy? You know what I say is crazy? Is that Mike McCarthy got fired before freaking Todd Bowles and Marvin Lewis. How in the hell does that happen? We got 4 more weeks of the NFL season. This is going to be the longest month of the season where positions going to flip-flop around. And tonight we got the Washington Redskins going against the Philadelphia Eagles, which I think Philadelphia is going to win that division. They are, because Washington had that division 2 weeks ago, and then Alex Smith is out for the season. Now you have to play to Colt McCoy. Who the hell is Colt McCoy? And that defense got shredded. Got shredded. Ha ha, Clinton Dix, Josh Norman, G.G. Swearinger, the jury's out for you. I'm putting APB out on y'all today. Where you at, Duke? Where you at, Duke? I've been looking for you. Where you at, Duke? Come on now. But the best team, I'm telling you, the eventual Super Bowl champions, the LA Rams, took care of business as usual. That is a dangerous team to see in the playoffs, the LA Rams. And you know what the strangest thing about it is? The Super Bowl is being played at, oh no, they're not playing in LA, sorry, they're playing in Atlanta. Oh my gosh. What if we see an all LA Super Bowl? You know, This is like when the Vegas Golden Knights last season went to the Stanley Cup and lost in the first year. But I'm telling you right now, by the way that the Chargers are looking right now, they got balls the size of Eagles right now. My goodness, do not sleep on the Chargers. They might not win that division, but they are going to the playoffs, baby. These next 4 weeks of the NFL season will decide it all. Decide the playoffs. And number 23 is out. The greatest of all time of podcasting is out. Top guys out, Duke.